Let's take a look at this supposed Sydney church stabbing. First of all, before we look at it, let's take a look at the guy who was involved in this supposed stabbing. So this is this guy, Mari Emanuel, and he's an Orthodox minister, preacher. And the interesting thing about him is, well, he's one of these people who you see him all over YouTube. He's all around, and he seems to be a truth speaker, right? He spoke out against the COVID stuff. He's a gifted, powerful speaker, and a lot of these people are. That's the thing. They have chosen people to put into these positions who are gifted speakers and who are convincing. But when we look a little deeper at this guy, Mari Emanuel, there are a lot of alarm bells go off, right? So first of all, we have to, before looking at this, it's much deeper than a lot of people know. And a lot of people in the Christian community have been completely deceived by this. And they think when they hear someone saying things that go along with their point of view, that this person must be legitimate. And unfortunately, in this day and age, nothing could be further from the truth. They have all kinds of deceivers, and they have infiltrated with these people who many of them are Masons. They have been put into positions of prominence in everywhere, whether it be the church, whether it be the police, whether it be the medical professions, the people who are supposed to be psychologists, these people who want they want to render fake mental health diagnosis things. So every profession has been infiltrated with these people. And you know that for sure because you couldn't be, they wouldn't be able to have been this aggressive with pushing the COVID scam if they didn't have a lot of people in place, right? They had to be sure that they had enough people on board to be able to push that for it to be effective. And to do that, obviously, they had to use large numbers of citizen operatives. Because let's be serious, I mean, you can't at this point possibly think that there's that many people who are that dumb to believe that COVID was real, right? So most of the people who you see outside walking around with masks on are just citizen operatives who are doing that because, they get paid a little bit on the side. They've cut a deal. Many of them get free accommodation for doing these things. And so they don't question it. They just go along with it, right? So that's how there's no possible way that you would be able to push something like that unless you had a lot of people on board, because the type of pushback you would get if you tried to do that and failed and didn't have enough people with you, working with you, would be too much. It would be too great of a risk for those people. So they decided long ago that instead of using brutal force to impose communism, they were going to do it in this way, a much more subtle way through infiltration and deception. And so getting back to, I'm digressing a little bit here, but getting back to the churches, all of the churches have been infiltrated. If you see one of these people on YouTube and they're a heavily promoted preacher, you can rest assured that is a controlled person, controlled opposition, a controlled person. Now, some of them are going to say really good things. They're going to be powerful, gifted speakers. They're going to be very convincing. But if you look closely, you can usually identify some type of symbolism. And so let's look at Mari Emanuel here. You can see what he's wearing here. He has this Orthodox head covering here. The cross is here, 3 and 3, right? 33, 3, 3 there. He's got his purple on there. Sure, you can just dismiss that and say, okay, that's just, whatever, random, coincidental. Look in the background there, he's got 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So they put the symbolism right out there, 33 there. Again, that's almost like a pagan altar by the look of it, right? Quite in keeping with things that you would see in the Catholic Church as well, which is 100% infiltrated. All of these people who they put in, who they then out them as pedophiles, are their own people. So the Catholic Church has been infiltrated, and the same thing with all of the Protestant churches. So people who are truly of the Christian faith, you have to understand that there's so much deception going on now. And most of the people, if they're being given a platform and you can hear them, they're widely disseminated, strong probability they are a controlled opposition person. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they're not going to speak some truth. They are going to speak some truth. They're going to preach the word of God. They have to. They have to be able to draw you in. And then they have other people like Pastor Steve Anderson, who will just go out and say things like that they tell him to say, to try and create this perception that Christians are bigots and hateful. So Anderson will go out and say he hates gay people and wishes they would die and stuff like that, when in reality, he was put in to infiltrate the church, right? But then he gives you some truth about Zionism and things like that. So it's very sophisticated, and you really have to use discernment. Obviously, Mari Emanuel, I've listened to some of his stuff. I agree with a lot of what he said about the COVID stuff. He tells you the truth about that. He tells you the truth. But let's not ignore the symbolism that he has, the 3-3. And now, all of a sudden, we see that supposedly he was involved in this Sydney stabbing, right? Multiple people injured during service. Now, right away, alarm bells go off because all the major mainstream news organizations are covering this. So you know they're only going to put people who they control out there in these situations. And what they want to do, this is more of the order out of chaos agenda. They want to create this perception for true Christian people who have stayed true to the faith. You have to understand how these people operate. They have no conscience. They think emotion, any type of emotion, they exploit that, right? So, you know, before you wake up to this stuff, you think that there's no way they would have this many people involved in this. But it's extremely, extremely elaborate, and they have tons of people. So you're going to see here, I'm not saying his whole congregation are a part of it, but there's probably some regular people in there who they've duped into going and whatnot. But essentially, if you look into this on a deeper level, you'll find out that the CIA has funded entire churches, and they, the same way they do with the organized stalking and targeting, they use these citizen operatives to promote these churches to be part of the congregation, and really they're working for the synagogue of Satan. So let's look at this here. Obviously, Mari Emanuel is not going to be talked about. If it's on all of these news channels, you can rest assured, and it's getting, you know, regular play, and they're talking about it. It's fake. It's fake. It's staged. It's just like all of these false flags. And I'm sorry to those people. There's a lot of people who say, well, you're cold-hearted or whatever for saying that, right? I'm basing this on logic and facts and what they always do. If these organizations lie to you 999 times, are you going to believe them the 1,000th time that they tell you something? Of course not. So they use their own people. This is a controlled opposition person, Mari Emanuel, just like Pastor Steve Anderson, just like Pastor Charles Lawson, and all of these other people. Now, again, Pastor Charles Lawson is a powerful speaker. He speaks a lot of truth. He preaches the gospel. But if you look deeper, you got to watch what they're doing and saying. You can usually catch them out with putting in some type of Kabbalah, some type of Hermeticism references. Anyway, let's get on with it here. This is fake. And you got to see again here, look at who's involved. The usual people, all the police, all the first responders are involved in staging this. This psychopath here has just come on, and he's just told to read a script. And then they're going to give this, it's going to go viral. And it's to create this sense that Christianity is under attack. Now, it is under attack, but it's not under attack by them using physical force. It's under attack through deception and through psychological warfare. Let's continue. Now this is it here. And you, if you think you can't fake this, you know, you're dealing with people within the CIA and Mossad who work with Hollywood all the time. They can fake this very easily. Much of what you see is literally a movie. Again, it's promulgated all over YouTube. Obviously, they wanted me to see this. They brought this up in my recommendations. They want people in the Christian community to be traumatized by thinking that there are these violent physical attacks happening. They're staging these things. He's staging it in coordination with this guy. I want you to see the look on the guy's face after, too. Anyway, here it is, right? Now, he could just have some plastic toy knife or something. And again, I know it's hard to believe, but you got to understand, a lot of the congregation are in on this. They were told what they were going to do. They were told it was going to be put out there. And they've signed non-disclosure agreements, and these are citizen operatives who have, probably many of them, have been working in coordination with the government and with the state for years. Some of it's generational. So you got to understand, it's complex. I'm sorry to keep cutting this off here. But these are the people who they use, and you got to draw the connection between the organized stalking and targeting operation, because it's exactly the same people who they use. It's an overly simplistic way of describing them to simply call them crisis actors. These are people who have worked, many of them raised their children to be a part of these things. It's just like what's described in Orwell's 1984. Okay, back to it. But you can't show us much because it was staged, right? That's why.
But I can tell you many members
that's
of the congregation leapt to the defense of the bishop, and in doing so sustained
the usual
work. Police have arrested the attacker whilst
yeah, sure they have.
Are currently treating him.
And this is what they set up. The same thing, every false flag, the same thing. You got this ton of people out here. All of these are actors who have signed non-disclosure agreements. None of them is going to talk about it. That's what people surprises people most. It's like, wouldn't there be somebody who would eventually talk about this and say, yeah, I was involved in something that was staged? They know the repercussions are too, there are too many repercussions for doing that. And they will ruin you if you talk about this, if you've made one of these agreements. You will be put on a watch list and targeted, as many real truth speakers, and, you know, as I have been. So this is it here. Let's. You got to understand, this is for people who are true Christians. You got to understand the type of deceit that's going on. They want you to be paralyzed by fear. This is about pushing fear. It's psychological warfare. This was staged. Now, it doesn't mean that they're not doing things to attack Christianity. They are, but they're not doing it by using physical force. They want you to believe that because fear is powerful. Fear is a way of controlling people. And that's it. And all the usual psychopaths, the first responders, with their, see the Masonic checkerboard here on the ambulances, all the usual suspects are involved in staging this thing. Same people with the Vegas hoax and all the other ones. The Manchester bombing hoax. These are very sophisticated operations, and that's why a lot of people can't wrap their head around the fact that they could use this many people to do this. You have to look at how many times they've done this and look at the patterns. So it's fake. Now, they may fake his death, too. They may say he's dead. They do these fake celebrity deaths all the time, and, you know, deaths of people who they want you to believe were dead. It's psychological warfare. It's sophisticated. They're attacking Christianity, but they're not doing it physically. They're not using violence. Of course, they're not going to show it. They're not going to show it. They're going to say, well, we can't show it here. Yeah, because it was fake and staged, right? So just another one for the books there. This was fake and staged. They are attacking Christianity, but they're not doing it by using physical force. These are all Freemasons who have infiltrated all of the churches. I'm sorry to say that. All of the churches have been infiltrated. Catholic, Protestant, every denomination. They're pushing the LGBTQ stuff all the time. But they also have real truth speakers like this guy who speaks out against that stuff. You got to use discernment. You got to understand this is sophisticated psychological warfare. What they're going to do, what you're going to see now on BitChute and all of these sites, maybe not on YouTube, but you're definitely going to see it on BitChute and Rumble and probably Odyssey. They're going to send in all their usual shills to reinforce the narrative. But these are shills who also speak some truth. So you got guys like Dan Dix. They'll probably have Styx Hexenhammer going on saying Christian preacher attacked in church. So they're going to have those people go along to exploit your emotions as well. Because for some of these people, they actually believe these people aren't sociopaths who have no emotion and who are manipulating them, right? So Dan Dix is going to go on and say, Christian preacher under attack. This is a Canadian shill. He's from here in Canada. I believe he's from Vancouver. I've exposed him a number of times. He is one of their controlled opposition people. But he will speak some truth, right? So he spoke a lot of truth about the COVID scam. But what they're going to do is, you see him with David Icke there. There's no legitimate person that's ever going to be in a video with David Icke at all. He's an intelligence agency operative. Everyone knows that. So, yeah, Dan Dix is going to go on and say, Christian church under attack, stabbing. And that's to legitimize it, right? To those who follow this stuff, and who that's to legitimize it within the Christian circles of people who are awake to this stuff. They think Dan Dix is doing a good thing by going out and pushing this out there. So they use their shills both on the left and the right. But of course, you got your shills on the right who speak a lot more truth. Doesn't mean they're not controlled, right? So Dan Dix, Styx Hexenhammer will probably go on. Paul Joseph Watson will go on and say, Paul Joseph Watson will go on and say, stabbing in church in Australia. And they're just going to reinforce the narrative with their shills, with their controlled opposition shills, right? It's what they always do. You got to see through this stuff. You got to see that it is emotional manipulation. They always exploit emotion and empathy because they want to evoke, they want to tug on you. They want to exploit your emotions. They want you to think that there are physical attacks going on against Christianity, when in reality they are real attacks, but they're psychological, and it's much more sophisticated, and these are the clowns, the shills, who they use to reinforce this stuff. And of course, I mean, give me a break, you know this guy here too, right? And this guy as well, just another shill. So that's it.